The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
My name is Miriam Khan. I'm an RN, and I'm joined by Dr. Gregory Caesar. We're also certified OPTAVIA coaches and so happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for all our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals, and will last for 30 minutes. It's designed to be interactive, so please ask questions and you will get answers from health professionals right away. Keep in mind that we will do our best to answer your questions, and we also encourage you to contact your personal healthcare provider as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you're taking medications or have any medical considerations. We'll be hearing from a few of you who are on the line joining us tonight, and then Dr. Caesar will share a quick health tip for the week, and after that, we'll get right to the Q&A portion of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, hit *6 on your phone to unmute, share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far with the program. Then please remember to *6 your phone again so we can keep the line as clear as possible. Here we go. And who's out there with us tonight?
I'm Lisa Humphreys.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, and I am in Prineville, Oregon.
Okay.
And
what's your success?
Well, actually, I have not started the program yet.
Woohoo!
I know, but I'm really excited.
And you're on the call.
I know. I said, I know, but it's so cool, and I'm really excited to get started.
Oh, you're going to do great. Welcome, and I'm so excited that you came on the call.
Thank you.
And not even shy. Imagine that. All right. Thank you. Who else is out there? Who else is out there? Hit *6 and then we can hear you. Anybody else?
Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi.
It's Rosalie.
Hi, it's
Rosalie.
Rosalie.
How are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
I'm
yeah,
good.
I do.
Where you from?
I know you do.
And share your
I am from Staten Island, New York. And I'm down 50 pounds on this wonderful plan.
Congratulations. And a happy 50 pounds. So you're amazing. Thanks for sharing.
You bet.
There you go. Thank you. Anybody else out there that wants to say hello? All right.
Hey, Miriam, can you hear me?
Yep, who's that?
This is Jan Paxman. I'm on with you tonight.
Yes, and we're going to be hugging next week.
I know, I'm so excited. I lost 12 pounds 8 years ago, and I'm off, and I became a coach, and I love it. And I love being able to share help with anyone who will listen. So, and I love listening to this call. So thank you, Miriam.
You're on. Thank you so much. And I'm going to add in, because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I lost 40 pounds 7 years ago this month, and I am a breast cancer survivor since 2004, thank God. So I also know that the best thing I could do for that part of my medical history is keep my weight down, exercise, and eat right. So, and of course, all the other habits of health that we strive for. So there you go. Anybody else out there? Otherwise, we'll turn it over to Dr. Caesar.
Okay, well, thank you, Miriam. Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Gregory Caesar. I'm a practicing internist from San Diego, California, and a certified OPTAVIA health coach. I like to start out when I'm helping out with these calls by talking about a study from the medical literature that's relevant to what we do in OPTAVIA. And this week, I'd like to talk about an article that just came out last week concerning the topic of childhood obesity and how much of it is genetic and predetermined and how much of it is environmental. And we've all seen the apparent high likelihood of inheritability of obesity in the supermarket and just wandering around stores where we see overweight and obese parents with overweight and obese children. And population-wide studies have shown that the inheritability of weight is greater in children who were born more recently, those who are born in more developed and prosperous countries, and in families with lower socioeconomic status, all findings that suggest that obesity-related genes are more likely to be associated with weight gain and high weight and obesity in a more obesogenic home environment. However, no studies to date have directly assessed how the home environment of young children who are seemingly genetically at high risk for obesity can influence whether or not they become overweight and obese. As OPTAVIA coaches, we've all seen how a more healthy diet and lifestyle seems to have a positive spillover effect on entire families. When even one parent joins our program, loses weight, and adopts a more healthier lifestyle, the whole family appears to get healthier. But this study, published in the October 1st JAMA Peds journal, entitled Variation in Heritability of Child BMI by Obesogenic Home Environments, is the first ever to quantify the effect of genetics versus environment. I won't go into the really wonky details about how they separated genetic and environmental factors, other than to say that it was a pretty elegant twin study looking at the differences genetically between identical twins and fraternal twins. And they also used a very comprehensive obesogenic inventory on families, which involved looking at three basic areas: healthy food and snack choices in the home, what the level of physical activity and family time was in the home, and parental rules around media use, screen time, how much time was spent in front of TVs, computers, online gaming, and video games and such thing. What they found was that more than 60% of the seemingly genetic weight gain can be prevented by less obesogenic environment. And that's huge and should give great hope to folks as they look at their family, and people tend to say, I'm destined to become obese, or my genes are my destiny. No, they are not. The majority of the factor is more the obesogenic environment. And that's what we help families change in OPTAVIA, is adopt a healthier, less obesogenic, in fact, non-obesogenic lifestyle. And so this should greatly encourage all OPTAVIA clients and coaches, and even people like Lisa who are about to start the program, that by creating a less obesogenic home environment as a parent or grandparent, we can greatly influence the future health of our whole family. And so I encourage everyone to stay the course. And with that, let's get to people's questions that they have this evening. You can ask your question by unmuting yourself. Please state your name, where you're from, how long you've been on the program, what your weight loss to date has been, whether you're a client or coach, and then ask us your question, and we'll be happy to answer it. So who's first?
Well, this is Lisa again. And
the rock star.
Yes. So I do have a question. And I totally agree with what you just said. But basically my question is, so I am way overweight. I'm at 235, but out of nowhere, I came down with psoriasis. Does that have anything at all to do with how I've been eating, or does that affect why a person would get psoriasis when they're 54 years old? I don't understand. Would that help by changing my diet where I don't have this skin disease?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer. I don't think there is any known published studies about an association of obesity with psoriasis. What I can tell you is, and all of us as Optavia coaches have seen this, is that any of these more autoimmune type diseases where the immune system has kind of gotten off kilter and your body's attacking itself and causing problems is that a less inflammatory diet, which is the Optavia plan, both in while you're on program and in maintenance, seems to be associated with a decreased amount of these inflammatory diseases. And so I would say there's no direct scientific or medical evidence that there's a direct relationship between weight and psoriasis, but I think a less inflammatory state in the body when you shed the extra weight, because fat does cause a low-grade inflammatory state in the body, may well help control your disease.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you.
I would certainly follow your doctor's advice in terms of treatment for psoriasis. I don't think it's just going to disappear by losing weight, but I think losing weight certainly can be a helpful factor.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, good luck. When are you going to start program?
I'm hoping next week.
Great. I'll keep
when
in close
I get
touch.
Back to the vacation. So.
Great.
The sooner the better, Lisa.
Keep in close touch with your coach, and you will have great success.
Well, I have a great coach, so I'm sure I will.
Great. Congratulations, and wish you good luck.
Thank you.
And who's
right,
next?
Anybody else out there with a question?
Hi, this is Betty from Washington State, and I have a question in behalf of a client. She's about a month into her program. She's experiencing some constipation, and so she was, of course, interested in some kind of extra fiber, and I said, I'm not certain. Well, we have fiber in the food, but I don't know how many grams of fiber, additional fiber, you should be trying, if anything, and what are the zero-carb psyllium products that are out there.
Do you want to tackle this one, Miriam?
Yep. So constipation can be common at the beginning of the program, and think of it as less in, less out. That's just basically, it's just the law of nature, and most people adjust fairly well. People that have a tendency towards constipation might feel it a little bit more, and they should pretty much use anything that they've used in the past. If anybody's line is unmuted, can you just hit *6, please? Thank you. But not you, Betty. Betty, you stay unmuted. I still feel like somebody is *6, please. We hear a little interference. There are a couple of things that they can do. So, yes, there are very low or no carb psyllium husks that they can get. Or something that works that I recommend often is a product called Smooth Move Tea. And it's a Senna tea. It's sold in every health food store. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
It's sold in every health food store, and it tends to work great. And, of course, is the other products, you know, anything over the counter. Or if they're concerned and it feels really uncomfortable, obviously check with their physician.
Okay.
It's temporary. Pardon me?
Is there a certain amount of grams of fiber? She's talking about, well, so-and-so, you have to take 6 to get so-and-so grams of fiber, and I'm thinking, gosh, is that necessary? I've never had a client in 5 years. I haven't. Was quite that.
Right. So one of the what and Dr. Caesar, you know, share your opinion on this. We're getting a good amount of fiber when you're on the 5-in-1. You're getting what's recommended. You know, 25 to 30 grams per day. It helps to drink water with your fueling to keep that fiber from being binding. And it also helps to start the day with water. I love telling people, you know, suggesting starting the day with water. But I personally feel that we're getting enough fiber. Doctor, do you agree with me?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely the program is not low fiber. There's adequate fiber in the program,
correct.
But exactly as you said, the less in, less out. I like that.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, just require a little more bulk in the beginning while their GI tract is getting used to it. And
okay.
We're getting some feedback here. There's a wide variety of fiber supplements. Usually we tell people to start with the recommended beginning dose, and then if you need more, you can't really overdose on fiber. So start with once a day. If that doesn't seem to help after a couple of days, go to twice a day or even three times a day. Eventually you will get to a dose that will relieve them and make them more comfortable. And then as they get further in the program, they'll find that they need less. But and also, as Miriam stated, adequate water intake is key because fiber does absorb water, and so they need to have water available to let the fiber absorb the water and keep the bulk in the colon.
Great. Thank you so much. Pleasure.
You're very welcome.
Keep us posted. Any other questions, just hit star 6. And Betty, just remember to hit star 6 on your way out.
Hi. My name is Lorraine, and I've been on
Lorraine.
The program for about a week.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi. I've been on the program for about a week and a couple of days, and I lost about 11 pounds. And
congratulations.
Thank you. I am wondering if women over 60 should take a vitamin D or a calcium supplement in addition to the fuelings.
Love that question. So calcium and you just correct me if I'm wrong. You're on the 5-in-1, correct? Not on any of the other plans.
No, I'm on the 4-2-in-1 this time. This is my second time around.
Okay,
so
congratulations on
yeah.
that. So the first thing that I like to find out is, did your doctor recommend, has your vitamin D been checked, and did your physician recommend any additional vitamin D?
No, they haven't, but I just, you know, I haven't been to the doctor to have any blood work taken as of yet, but I just, you know, that's something that I would ask him as well when I do make that appointment.
Well, he's going to draw a level. He's going to draw a vitamin D level, and then you'll have that answer. As far as calcium,
right.
you're getting a good amount of calcium in the 5-in-1 and the 4-2-in-1. And if you want a little bit more, your 1, what have you been using for your 1, your healthy snack?
Today I had a cottage cheese, a 2% cottage cheese. I do have the low fat and sugar yogurt.
Yeah, so that's even more calcium that you're adding.
Okay. All right. Because I don't, there's no, you know, I don't know how much of the supplements we are getting in them, in the fuelings. So I was just curious if, you know, because
so
I know women need more.
Yeah, but each supplement has 20% of the recommended amount per our government.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're receiving.
So you're getting 80%. Already.
Yeah, 5 fuelings a day, you're getting 100% of the RDA of 24 minerals and vitamins. So, yeah, there are
right.
Good amounts
yeah, well,
of vitamins and minerals in the products.
Okay. Well, I'm not doing the 5-in-1. I'm doing the 4-2-in-1. So I just, you know, I'm just curious about mainly the calcium, you know.
Yeah, so
yeah,
you're getting
80%
plus whatever you choose for your healthy snack. You're awesome, by the way.
Well,
right.
plus you're in your lean and green. You're also getting vitamins and minerals in your lean and green, since you're using fresh vegetables. So you should be okay in the vitamin and mineral department.
Okay, great.
Unless you've
all
been
right.
prescribed.
Exactly.
Keep in mind, Lorraine, unless
right.
you have a vitamin D deficiency and your physician encouraged you to have more.
No, I do not. You know, I don't believe I do. But we'll find that out. Okay. But that's good to know that if I do need to take it, then I can take it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
There's a lot of
please.
Cutting out. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, somebody's
line
is not muted.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
This is
yeah,
Elizabeth.
Ahead.
Hi,
Elizabeth.
I'm a health coach. I don't want to jump in on top of you guys, but I did just want to point out that it's 20% RDA of all the vitamins and minerals except the vitamin D. That is 50% of the recommended daily allowance of vitamin D in each of the meals. So at a 4-2-1, she's getting 200%. So even if she needed remediation, she's probably getting it. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
All right.
Thank you. I will tell you, when I was on the 5-in-1, my vitamin D, I was on 5-in-1 7 years ago, my vitamin D was still low, and I had a supplement, but they told me to supplement only 3 times a week, I believe, because she knew I was getting it in the, not then. Now I only take vitamin D 3 times a week, then I had to take it every day. So I just had a low level, so that was my recommendation. That's why for vitamin D specifically, always, you know, make sure that your levels are good. And if they are, then the few wings are for sure adequate. Fabulous.
Okay, who else has a question?
This is Sandy from Alabama. I have a question. I'm a new client. I haven't started my program yet. I'm gonna start either this weekend or on Monday. It all depends on when my package comes in. It's due to come in tomorrow. The question I have is in regards to anyone out there just can give me some advice about you know, when you start. Do you actually go through withdrawal from caffeine, sugar, you know, with the headaches and everything the first couple days?
Good question. You want me to take it?
Go ahead, Miriam.
So I'm going to hit the caffeine first because 7 years ago I was massively addicted. I did not cut my caffeine when I started program, and I really don't recommend it to clients either. That'll come later naturally as you decide what you want to include. The only thing that you're going to be monitoring in the caffeine department is not to have more really than 3 cups of coffee a day, up to 300 milligrams of caffeine, and to that's where the condiments kind of get used up in coffee for a lot of people. So, you know, work with your health coach on what you're putting in your coffee, making sure that that's okay. Does that make sense on the coffee question? Elizabeth?
Yes.
Well,
I have.
Okay, so that makes sense on the coffee. As far as sugar and carbs, that's a really good question. Some people do feel it. But you're not starting yet, so maybe think about, or what do you think about, cutting back on some of those carbs even now and just replacing it with healthier options even before you start plan.
Well, I've been trying to do that, but it's just really hard. So, you know, sugars and everything and carbs tend to be in just about everything, so... I'm trying to make healthier choices, but I just feel like, you know, when you start and you're like into it and you cut it out, you know, just following the plan. I mean, eventually you get over it because I've gone through that before. Not on this program, but I've gone through it before, but it takes like 3 days. I just wanted to be prepared for it.
It takes 3 days to get into Fatburn. But I can assure you, okay, oh, and I shouldn't do that on this call, but let me encourage you that if you give up the heavier sweet stuff, you will feel much better in the first couple of days. So, yeah, if you have a bread or a bagel, you know, once a day or, you know, sparingly during the course of the day, But, you know, kind of watch the sweets between now and when you start and you'll feel, you know, and within 3 days, you're going to really feel pretty good. So, and your coach is going to hold your hand through the whole process.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, Elizabeth. And I love
all
these clients that aren't even, that are hardly even clients that are asking the questions.
That's
exciting.
Anybody else have a question? Probably have time for another 2 questions. You unmute yourself, hit *6.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Becky, and I'm from California. I have a client
Becky.
that's experienced. Hi.
I have a client experiencing hair loss, and she started taking the biotin, and her physician has recommended that she stop the program because of the hair loss. She's very concerned, and she's probably going to be stopping, even though she's already lost 30 pounds, and so she's doing well. Do you have any suggestions other than the biotin?
How long has she been on program?
About 4 months.
And is she close to or near her goal weight?
I think she wants to lose another 20 pounds.
And did she lose the weight really rapidly in the beginning?
No, she's been kind of slow and steady.
Steady, okay. And had, you know, if her physician has checked her thyroid just to make sure there's nothing metabolic as going on for a reason of her hair loss?
I do not know that.
So that's probably something, yeah, I would just ask about that.
I think he said that he thought she was having too much soy protein, and that was what his reasoning was why she should stop.
I don't think there's any evidence that the components of the program have anything to do with hair loss. And I think we've all seen in some clients some transient hair loss when they've lost a significant amount of weight. That I think more has to do with the fact that the body tends to go a little bit into a conserving mode when you're losing weight. And one of the things that doesn't grow as quickly is hair. And so it's not unusual for people to have some like a shedding episode where they seem to lose a fair amount of hair. But usually within a month or so, that hair grows back whether or not they stop or continue on program. And it's not a long-term hair loss thing. So I would say it's not particularly common, but we do see it, and it tends to be transient.
Okay.
I don't think I don't think there's any evidence, scientific evidence, has anything to do with soy.
Oh, and Elizabeth, if they feel that soy is the issue, I doubt that that's the issue. But if somebody ever has a concern about soy, I just share with them how many non-soy protein products we have, because we have a bunch, a serious bunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not the soy.
Yeah. I mean, that's the physician's major concern, and she wants to lose more weight. She can certainly just avoid, as Miriam said, avoid the soy products.
Yes. And I understand that you experience hair loss on whatever weight loss program you might be on. Is that correct?
Well, any program that leads to significant weight loss, there is a low incidence of some hair loss in some people, but it's not permanent. It is transient. And it just has to do with how the body reacts to, basically kind of a famine state. It goes into a conserving mode.
Okay.
So it's transient, reversible, and the hair will come back.
Okay.
Hey, guys, this is Marcia. Can you hear me?
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi. Great call. Some wonderful questions, and you guys have the best answers. Thank you. I've worked with several clients who, when they got into a good fat burn, they would start to lose hair. And Lori would say it was a side effect of fat burn. But the thing that I can give a suggestion for is they make shampoos that don't have sodium lauryl sulfate in them. And sometimes that can add to hair loss. And L'Oreal makes those shampoos. So that's
okay,
one
great
thing you can look at.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll suggest
that.
Thanks, Marcia. Sodium, let's
thank you.
Oh,
you're
still
welcome.
You.
Okay.
So we're going to thank you, and good luck, Elizabeth. So we're going to thank you, everybody who participated. Remember, you can subscribe to all our support calls via iTunes podcast and or your podcast player on your Android phone, and you can hear previous recordings. Some are also found on your health branded site. The playbacks of tonight's call should be available within 48 hours. And if you have any questions between support calls, please check with your coach. And for additional help, you can email nutritionsupport@optavia.com. And of course, your healthcare provider is there to serve you as well. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, as does our Habits of Health webinar, which begins right now. So to access the webinar, which you all want to do, simply access Zoom, Z-O-O-M, by logging into Zoom on your computer, zoom.us on your computer, or you can download the free Zoom app on your phone. Click Join a Meeting, and then enter meeting ID 113-312-513. I'm going to repeat it. The meeting ID for tonight's Habits of Health webinar is 113-312-513. And congratulations, everyone, on investing some time in your health this evening. And we're so glad you joined us. Have a great night, and thanks so much, Dr. Caesar.
Thank you, Miriam, and thank you, everyone, for participating in this evening's call. Have a good evening.
Good night, everyone.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.